The numbers are pretty clear. More than 60% of the kids who are currently in the juvenile justice system are children of color, far outstripping the percentage of the entire population of juveniles that they represent. At the conference sponsored by the Wisconsin Council of Children and Families, social workers, probation officers, and lawyers are looking for ways to make the system more fair. One of the keynote speakers, Northwestern University law professor Bernadine Dorn, says the challenge is to eliminate what she calls the white discount.
We have two systems of justice for children, one public, punishing, crushing, and degrading for children and families of color or who are poor, and one private, protective, rehabilitative, and confidential for white, resourced children and their families.
Wisconsin is doing a better job than some states in reducing racial disparity in the juvenile justice system. Jason Witt works for the Rock County Department of Health Services. He says thanks to a new diversion program for nonviolent juvenile offenders in Beloit, minority children are now less likely than their white counterparts to be sent to secure detention. He says it's working because the anger replacement program these kids are sent to now is located in their own community.
You tend to react a little better instead of going into a cold government building that sites that are right in their neighborhoods in the community. We've developed some great partnerships with local churches and local neighborhood community sites. And that made it more accessible to kids, more culturally friendly to kids.
The Beloit model is now being replicated in both Kenosha and Outagamie counties. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.